The Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts is launching an internationally touring exhibition based on Rockwell's interpretation of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's Four Freedoms. The tour will also feature new immersive virtual reality in an effort to woo the next generation. Norman Rockwell's Four Freedoms were inspired by President Franklin D. Roosevelt's 1941 State of the Union Address.
President Roosevelt offered a poignant vision of liberty when he argued that freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear should be accepted as fundamental human rights.
Lori Norton Moffitt, director and CEO of the Norman Rockwell Museum, says the government turned the famed covers of the Saturday Evening Post into posters to raise money during World War II.
And it tells the dramatic and inspiring story of four paintings that helped to change the course of world history.
The exhibition announced Wednesday in New York City will include Rockwell's Four Freedoms paintings, as well as more than 100 other works, including paintings, drawings, prints, and photography from Rockwell and his contemporaries. Norton Moffitt says the exhibition is not just a historical tribute to these ideals, but also about engaging in a new dialogue about freedom today.
These programs aim to elicit contemporary concepts of freedom. Among them, the Call for Artists' Reinterpretation of Freedom, symposia with influential thought leaders, an exhibition catalog with essays by leading thinkers today, a national education curricula on freedom and our nation's founding principles,
and something more, too, to get the next generation of Rockwell fans to enjoy the exhibition.
Digital virtual reality experiences, educationally focused, that will actually step into the paintings, involving a creative collaboration with the Academy of Art University in San Francisco and global social media conversations on freedom in partnership with our venue partners and the United Nations.
Norton Moffitt says the virtual reality portion of the exhibition will recreate experiences that will help young people understand the World War II era in America. Stephanie Plunkett, the museum's deputy director and chief curator, says there will also be a comprehensive audiovisual tour to guide people through each of the exhibits.
People will be able to learn more about the art and the concepts presented in the exhibition by using an iPad or their personal devices. There'll be some really wonderful audiovisual installations, some film, and so I think it'll be a great kind of a multimedia experience. We'll even have some soundscapes.
The soundscapes will change from each of the five thematic sections of the exhibition, featuring composers like Aaron Copland and more recent artists who were inspired by the ideals of freedom.
Bringing the exhibition to the present day, this final section of the exhibition presents Reimagining the Four Freedoms, a juried installation of works in all media by contemporary artists, offering new perspectives on the Four Freedoms and the notion of freedom today.
30 artworks will be juried, though their selection is not public yet. The exhibition Enduring Ideals, Rockwell, Roosevelt, and the Four Freedoms will open at the New York Historical Society in spring 2018. It will then travel to five additional venues, including in Normandy, France, for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. This will be the first time these paintings will be seen in Europe. Other stops on the tour include the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. It will culminate at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.